So this drawing comes in two parts. This is the south part, but there's also the north part. And so the north part, I've already begun to do the second stage, which is the flood level, which is drawn in brown ink. So you can see, this is the original drawing that I did in the summer with the Western Irrigation Canal.
Yeah.
And then I started to get hold of all the mapping data and all the flood level information from the Water Centre people. And this is what I'm doing right now, is drawing new flows. So you can kind of see where the flood was. And then you suddenly get all these extra bits revealed, like this industrial area, and then Bonnybrook's right there. So you can see it's on its way to you guys. So I got a lot looser with the drawing. That's another thing to say. This bit was really, like, perfect. Every single line had a rule. I was really careful never to let the lines overlap, and I had this very perfect, graceful way of drawing all the bits. But like I said before, the flood
showing
kind of made me
the
think
violence
again,
of the flood would be tricky. How would you like to be able to show how all of a sudden the character of the river changes, right?
Yeah.
It's not a friendly river anymore, right?
Yeah.
I can't give you any ideas on that, but
this is
some
bridge.
So this is the bit where suddenly the bridge
got washed out.
So this has actually been
that's from
washed
your
out.
Photograph.
Sorry?
Is that from your photograph?
Yeah, that's that bit there.
Where that B5 is there.
So yeah, that was a hard bit, and I don't think I've got it right, and I don't know if I ever will, but that's why I've started to crisscross the lines and have two separate bits of flow, and I'm trying to create a little bit more of a textured kind of,
I really like the that way, the three-dimensionality that seems to pop out.
Yeah, you're right. I do need to keep working in this, because that's the thing, it kind of goes against my intuition, because I like to make perfect patterns that kind of ding, whereas I need to bring this in and have that bouncing back. Yeah, that's true.
Can you still change it?
Well, I can't erase anything. I can just draw it.
So we've got pre-flood. We've got pre-flood.
Yeah.
Flood. Are you also going to do a post-flood that shows the change of the river now that it's receded back into its banks?
I would love to.
We have to extend your contract.
Yeah.
We need any signatures?
Summer and winter differences.
Yeah, this is the thing, because it's never ending.
Oh, that would be cool to show ice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's a snow world.
Oh, and then how it breaks up.
And there was a few ducks and fish swimming.
What are those little dots in there?
They would have a little trail behind them.
Interestingly, there's certain parts of the river that don't freeze in the wintertime, most of the time, right? And the ducks all conglomerate.
Well, a lot of that is where our effluent is, right?
Yeah.
Partially. But also over in the bird sanctuary, there's lagoons in the lagoons.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where all the birds end up.
You'd certainly get a different flow from the ice in where those open areas
are. Very, very complicated.
Changing
every second.
Yeah.
The pattern of the flow.
It's kind of an evolution of the concept, right? I mean, you don't have to pursue ducks, but but you certainly could draw the plant with a lot of ducks in it in the winter, because they love the plant.
Oh, yeah.
The seagulls.
Ducks.
Oh, it's ducks.
And how ducks?
Oh, it's
ducks.
I actually.
But you garbage here to play somewhere. People hand them eat it.
No,
there's
all
little bits of things
here
in the wastewater.
Yeah.
I don't eat duck.
But what
because
is it they're eating in there normally? They're diving down to the bottom of the river.
I don't eat duck.
Where?
You know, I treat the poops here, right?
Let's keep this conversation focused.
I like
art.
It.